Okay, je vais start. So, the exam is coming up in not so distant future. This is what it says. I used the Norwegian version, but I guess you understand what it says. There is one change from the information we gave out in the beginning. I guess you have noticed. I've told a lot of the groups I've had in about this. The date hasn't changed from the first information, but the time slot has changed. I think there were some issues with capacity of the exam localities. So your exam will still be the 28th. Of November in, what is it, 2 weeks' time? Less than that. But for you, it will be at 3 o'clock. I guess you have not been assigned to rooms yet, but this room assignment is also something that I think you will find here about 2-3 days before the exam, so you will know where to sit for the exam. But as you have noticed, it's then a written school exam, and I guess some of you haven't been used to that for the past few years, but this is how it is this year again. Actually, this exam went like this last year as well, as one of the few right before rules were changed again. So a written exam at campus at 3 o'clock the 28th. So what will the exam be like? Of course, I won't tell you the questions. I won't leak. I'll try not to leak any information now. By the way, I'll do a short recording of this in a more structured way as well that I will put out in Blackboard. In addition to the recording we do now, so I'll try to cramp it down a little bit with some practical info there as well for the off-campus students or those who don't follow it now. On the exam, you will get 5 questions, which all counts the same. So in the 3 hours, you will write answers to 5 questions. So no electable, all questions counts similar. And I guess if we divide this 3 hours on 5 questions, you will have some 45 minutes or something on each of the questions. Or maybe a little bit less, is it? You're good at math. But you have the idea. You have a good half hour to write the answer. And so it's not plenty of time. But it should be enough to show that you understand the topic that we are asking. You will find a lot of examples of these exam questions, and I can assure you that the exam is not there to try to fool you into something. There are no tricks here. The questions are quite similar to the questions that you will find on the Blackboard page. So if you go to learning materials in Blackboard, maybe I can do that here as well. So if we go to learning materials here in Blackboard, over here, there are a lot of exam questions here, examples of them. And I would say if you go through all of these, you should have a pretty good basis for doing a good exam. Some of these are overlapping. Some of these are examples of questions that actually have been used directly in the exam. You can't expect to find full copies of these questions at the exam. It's usually kind of combinations that I ask part of a question that comes from one of these, and the second part is from another question. But at least this should cover the whole a pretty broad range of topics that will come up in the exam. There is one question, though, that I already have leaked, not in detail what it's like, but you will get the output from a t-test, student's t-test in SPSS. And that question will look somewhat like the question we have. Let me see where we have it. It will look very much like this one. So as you can see, this is a very simplified version of a t-test. I guess most of you have been through this now when we've done the data analysis, also for the off-campus students who have done this alternative project. But it's you see here the table is pretty much, it's pretty simplified from the ones we looked at when we went through this. But here I've grayed out a few numbers, and this is also what it's referring to up here. I want you to comment on the highlighted number in the tables and comment whether there are any strange things happening here. You should choose a significance level, and you should do a null hypothesis significance testing process. So you should decide whether you should keep or reject a null hypothesis based on the numbers you see here. So that's what I expect you to do. And of course, reason a little bit around this. How can we avoid a type 1 error, for instance? So this is, I'm leaking these questions. These are not the numbers that you will see, most probably. I can't guarantee that, so maybe that's a trick as well. But you will get something similar. But no tricks, no fancy things. So what do I expect of the answers? In many cases, if we look at some of these questions again, let me see if I can bring one of them up again. Back here, maybe here. In many of these questions, as you will see, you could say that a lot of the answers are kind of obvious. And if you were a very creative person, I guess that some of these questions, you could answer them with a yes or a no, or, of course, you are right, this is important. But, of course, what I want you to do is to show that you have some, that you understand the question. So if I ask, for instance, let's say I ask a question about validity or something, and validity and reliability. I want you to do something more than just define reliability and validity. I want you to say, why is this important? And why is one building upon the other? Why are different types of validity important to discuss? For instance, that's just an example, of course. But I want you to go a little bit deeper and show that you actually understand what the question is about and why the question is important. So, of course, you won't have much time. You have, as I said here, 40 minutes or so to do these answers. So I'm not expecting you to write many pages on each question, but too many times I get 4 or 5 sentences as an answer to a question, and that's usually a bit short to show that you understand it more than that you can read the question in a good way. So I have also enclosed here, I think I saw there was some examples of A answers here. just to give you a reference point. I think maybe some of these A answers is a bit, well, it gives you the impression that you have to be rather brilliant to get an A here. I think because some of the examples are from the 2 years we had home exams, which gave a bit more elaborated answers, maybe a little bit based on what you had in front of you. So these answers that are examples of A answers here are they're really good A's. So just keep that in mind. So but at least you get an impression that that you are expected to what type of thinking you're expected to put into the answer. So again, don't expect trick questions, but expect that the wording in the questions are different from what you will see in the examples. So that's not, we're not limiting the how we formulate the questions to what you see here. Also, I'm not bringing in a lot of new things in the exam. The exam is representative of topics from lectures and central topics from the book, and of course also potentially from lectures like the one that Anders did today. So these topics, not necessarily all the words he said, but the topics that he covered and as they are covered in the course book is important. So for all of these topics we have covered, maybe the course book have other discussions than we have had in classes. And both what we have had in classes and what's in the course book is, of course, valid to bring in. But the you can perfectly well, of course, get an A by just using what's in the course book if you know that by heart, because that is the curriculum for the course. Yeah, so I'm not going to elaborate this much further. I think you have an idea now. 5 questions. You sit by yourself without any tools. You are, by the way, allowed to bring a language dictionary. And the questions will be in English, but I think you can bring a language dictionary without asking for permission to do that. But you can't bring your course book, and of course you can't use your phone, and that goes without saying, right? But you've been so used to home exams now. So I think it could be a reminder. So you don't have any online access or anything like that. So it's...
can we bring our handwritten...
No. No notes, no anything. So you have to prepare and keep it in your head.
Okay.
So if you can keep them in there, and if you have a good memory, that should work. But so it's good, usually a good idea to practice on some of these exam questions, right? Try to write them down, try to organize it. I think it's also a good idea to make sure that as all these questions counts the same, it's usually not a good idea to skip one of the questions out of time concerns. So try to put down notes on most of the questions quite rapidly, and then write them out so you have so we can write something on all the questions. That's usually a good idea.
How long is the test for?
3 hours. Yeah, 5 questions, 3 hours. 40 minutes, I think you will have on each question then. Isn't that about right? You math people, you can do that quickly. Yeah?
Do you have to write the answers on paper, or they will be computers?
No, you will have computers, yeah. I'm quite sure there will be computers. You have to ask about this. But yes, it's done in Inspira. It's a school exam in Inspira. So it's all computers. But whether you are or loved, I think on some localities you should actually bring your own computers. I'm not sure how this is organized now. But at least on the main facility down at Mysta, there are computers for all students. So this is part of the problem when it comes to scheduling this, of course, because you are limited by the number of computers. So I guess you're a big class, so that's why you had to take the second slot here, because there was a conflict with other with capacity there for the exam. Another thing is that you are in the very beginning here of the... I think you are the first... You're doing this exam on the first exam day this year, so it was a rather short semester that way. But I guess you have enough exams afterwards as well, so you're not worried about that. Too much free time. Okay. I'll do another recording of this, so you get a reminder. Other questions? And I gave this advice: take short notes first on many questions, but organize your time as well. Try to do a plan there, so you don't sit too long with individual questions. You can rather fill them in afterwards or something. This is done electronically, so you're free, I guess, to add up to the deadline. Everything is clear now? Yes. Okay, I guess I'll meet some of you the next couple of weeks as well, but until then, good luck, and if I don't see you, good luck with your exam. Thank you.
Så har vi ikke hørt noe om frister.